are feed beans and green beans and white beans and Great Northern beans, we call them.
Do you have any lima beans?
We call them butter beans sometimes.
Same thing.
Lime and butter the same, yeah. Let's see, there's a, well, that's a whippoorwill pea, but that's really a, of the pea family. But
what?
Whippoorwill pea, well, a lot of people eat those, but that's a, of the pea family.
Well,
that's a dried bean. That's whippoorwill peas. That's, of course, that's of the dried.
That's something like field peas?
Like field peas, that's right.
Okay, what about string beans? Are there different kinds of string beans, or are they the same thing as green beans?
Well, they're the same thing as green beans. Of course, there are varieties of the green beans. They have the cornfield bean, they call it sometimes, which makes a good shell bean. And
what is a shell bean?
Well, that's a bean that's developed a little more to where you can shell the bean out of the hull rather than snap it, break it into pieces and cook it that way.
What are greens?
Well, greens, we usually refer to greens as, of course, spinach is one of the greens, and the most common greens through this part of the country, of course, would be the regular turnip greens or mustard. Yeah, turnip greens or mustard. They're two different types.
What is it? The mustard greens are just the leaves of a mustard plant?
They're leaves of, I guess it would be a mustard plant, but they're different from the regular turnip greens, because eventually the turnip greens, of course, will have a turnip.
Yeah, right. Well, does anybody ever eat the tops of beets as greens?
Beets. Can be. I have heard of that.
If you have one head of lettuce and add two more, then you have three
heads of lettuce.
Okay. What do you call the leaves and things on the outside of an ear of corn that you have to strip off?
The shucks.
Okay. What about, what is sweet corn?
Well, that's a variety of corn that is usually eaten rather than grown for stock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sweet corn. It's smaller in ear, and the kernels are usually, if you get them in time, are small and full of juice.
Mm-hmm. On the top of a corn stalk, the thing that kind of frays out in every direction.
We call that the tassel.
Okay. And then when you pull the shucks off an ear of corn, you find some real fine stringy stuff down in there.
Yeah, the corn silks.
Okay. And big yellow things that sometimes grow in cornfields that kids cut up and make jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, that's pumpkins.
Okay. And the same family of things, the yellow with a kind of a handle, some people make dippers out of.
Gourds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about the same kind of thing that you eat?
That'd be the squash.
Okay.
It looks like a gourd.
Okay. What is a muskmelon?
A muskmelon is the cantaloupe family. Usually has a rough outside cover, and the inside is yellow, and if it's ripe, it's real soft and mellow. Very, very good to eat.
Okay. What about the things that look kind of like little umbrellas that grow in the woods, and you cut them up and put them on steak sauce and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's, we used to call those when we were kids, call them toadstools.
Uh-huh.
They're actually mushrooms.
Okay. Any other names you can think of for toadstools?
No, I believe that's the only one I ever heard used.
Okay.